This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, brother, we're back. Let's, let's start with the Dodgers. They're hot as hell. We should, dude, some brutal losses like today and then Sunday. We should have like a...
The one with the air you're talking about?
We should have like a 13-game winning streak going on right now, which we said we were going to close out the month of May with the... At least like on fire, though.
We had to. We still got a couple easy series coming up.
Yeah, we got Diamondbacks and then Pirates, right?
Pirates, but then it does get difficult. But let's focus on the positive
positives. Here.
Pitching.
Mookie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pitching's been solid, dude. Between Anderson, Gosling, Bueller. They've been pitching the way we need to pitch right now.
Bueller, it's not the Bueller. He'll get there. I'm fine with that. He's not.
But he's doing enough.
No, he's doing enough. That's all that matters because we're putting up 10 runs a game. So, and then, exactly. And then how about Mookie, man? I think he's in the MVP category now, right?
Two dingers the other day.
Yeah, since April 21st, 12 homers. I think that leads the NL. He's tied in for the NL in most homers.
April 21st, and I'm pretty sure it was April 20th that we talked about him on the pod.
There we go. I think he was listening. We're like, we keep rolling, man. I mean, I just sometimes when we lose, I just like some brutal losses, like the Muncie error on Sunday, and then today, like zero runs. We got shut up first time since August 2021. That's crazy stat.
True. Believing today, our last 10, we were 9-1. So we will take that all day long. The only loss that we did have before today was the extra innings on the air. Brutal. But like you said, we're scoring like 10 runs a game. Yep. The other big thing is we haven't given up more than 5 runs in any single game.
I know. It's amazing. Hey, Urias looked great.
So our pitching is coming through.
Yep. That's all that matters. Like Tyler Anderson, been amazing. And then pretty soon, before you know, we'll have Haney and May back.
That's the thing. Don't forget, we got 3 starters.
And Trinan. And then Trinan will be back in the bullpen.
Well, Trinan, they're saying now, is going to be how long?
After All-Star break. Well, at least we signed him to another year. You saw that. That's good.
Yeah.
I like him.
Trinan, I don't think we're going to see him for at least a couple months. So that's going to be a little bit wait. I think what May is not due until late July, early August at the earliest.
Those two guys after All-Star break. That's all.
Exactly. But we got Haney. We got Anderson pitching perfectly.
What's the update
on
Kersh?
Kershaw doesn't seem too serious. I think let's see if we can get a quick update here, but it doesn't seem too serious. They don't seem too worried. I think he'll be fine. Again, this is the Kershaw midseason break that he's been needing the past seven or eight years. So this is
going to happen. Yeah, we're just a little bit earlier than usual, right?
But a little bit earlier than usual, but hey, as long as it happens and he gets it out of the way, I don't care when he does it, you know?
Yeah, just be there for the playoffs. And we're sitting first place in the West, right?
Exactly. So that's the thing. We didn't panic. We're not panicking. We always said baseball, there's no time to panic. I mean, if you're the Cincinnati Reds, maybe you're starting to hit the panic button a little bit right now.
Yeah.
But you can't panic right now. Any team cannot panic until mid-August?
Yeah, like I said, unless you're the Reds or the Pirates. Unless you're the Reds or the Pirates or maybe the Orioles.
Exactly. That's about it. And don't forget this stat that I brought up at the end of last season, run differential. Look at the Dodgers, dude. The Dodgers are the only single team. There's nobody even close. There's nobody within, I want to say, like 40 run differential of us. Not even the Yankees. We are over 100 run differential. We're at 101 right now. The second best team is the Yankees at 66. Like,
Jesus Christ. No, it's insane, man. We knew this offense was going to be.
That's a scary stat.
I know. Dude, we knew. We knew the offense was going to be like this, man. We're rolling right now.
Very scary.
We got Diamondbacks and Pirates. Let's freaking sweep both, dude. Come on.
That's the thing. We need to sweep both these series. Sweep Diamondbacks, sweep Pirates, because then, like we said,
June's kind of
a little bit difficult. June gets a little difficult. We got back to back. We got Mets. We got White Sox. We got San Fran. We got the LA Angels of Anaheim with Gerald. We'll have to watch those games with Gerald. So that's why we need to set ourselves up nicely for that stretch in June. Because if we drop a couple of those games in June, we're still completely fine. Beat San Fran.
And then I think it's time to, because we always do this with the player. I think the player this is this spot is
who's on the hot seat.
Max Muncy, dude. Max Muncy.
Muncy's
right?
on the hot seat this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, man. I'm Muncy batting. Well, I know his average is never good. He'll still provide the homers but he's not a guy hitting for average ever. No, ever. But Muncy, all right. I think he's so put him in your from here on out. Got people that bet
put him in your daily fantasies. yeah.
He's every time we bring a guy up, he's gonna go on fire. So let's go, Muncy.
Daily fantasies. I mean, he needs it right now, dude. He's batting 154 on the season.
I obviously
way below the Mendoza line.
You think it's true? I mean, the injury is still probably affecting him a little bit, right? I mean, he was out for a long ass time.
Do you think the permanent move to second base is messing him up? Do you think that's playing with his head?
I don't know, because I know you mentioned that with JT when he was like DH for a while, right? Now they're putting him at third a little bit more. But yeah, sometimes it's just a little different for them. But so, like you said, such a long season. Eventually you get used to it. So he'll come around like they all do. But
he has to.
He has to.
He has to. But I got another one. Okay, what about this? Are we seeing, I get granted, I'm not trying to jump the gun too early here. He's still batting like what, 220 on the season. Are we seeing a little bit of flair from Belly?
We're seeing the down part of Belly right now, right?
Well, there was a fire that got lit.
There was a fire.
There was a fire.
Yes.
Now it's kind of, you know, kindled a little bit. But
since we're bringing him up, I think put him in your lineups too. I think he's going to start going. He had like a stomach bug, right, the last two games?
Yes, but this is why I'm bringing him up. Reverse psychology. We need, you know, we're going to talk about him here. And now he's going to get on. He's going to catch fire. Perfect timing. Get some good ABs against the lonely Diamondbacks,
dude, and
you know,
let's get
I mean?
Back. So, are we back home? No, we're still in there. Oh, we'll be in Arizona. That's a long road trip. Damn,
it is a long road trip, but
then we're back home all week next week, right? Pirates, and then who?
Pirates, Mets, and then we go hit the road
Mets
again.
At
so
home?
Just those Pirates, Mets are at home.
That'd be a good series. Go to the Mets series. That'd be good.
Which again?
Oh, your boy.
Pod. Buttress has to get on this pod.
We won't talk crap about your Mets. Like,
we
even
won't
though
talk crap about his Mets.
Scherzer and DeGrom. That sucks. That's horrible. That does suck.
But it's a tough pill to swallow if you're a Mets fan. But
how about Lindor? Props to your boy Lindor. That guy's having a hell of a year so far. He's probably up there with Mookie as a nominee for MVP so far.
And he did say, Butters did say he would fly out here to try to make it to a Mets game with us, with talk at the urinal at a Dodgers Mets game. But I don't know if we can sit next to him. He's gonna have his what? He's gonna have his Bimonia jersey on, or
he's gotta have an Alonso jersey. We need it. That's our boy, Alonso.
Probably gonna
dude.
Be a Piazza. He's a Piazza guy. He's a Piazza guy. So I can respect that.
That's fine. That's fine. Former Dodger. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that wraps up. I mean, Dodgers, let's just keep winning series
rolling.
Like we always say.
Keep rolling.
And then Muncy get hot. And
we said this beginning of the season, win every series.
Yeah. And I think we've been doing a hell of a job of that besides the Philly series, right? And then
in the beginning of the season. But I'm worried now. We're playing the Arizona. You know how the Dodgers tend to play down to the level of competition. Come on, let's not do that. Let's go into Arizona, you know.
Score some runs. Yep, exactly.
Jump in the pool, have one of those baseball bat hot dogs they got down there, I think.
All right, what do you want to talk about next, dude? I mean, there's a lot to get into, but like, I don't know.
I mean,
what do you think?
I'm thinking we jump into NBA because we do have some, I think we have some local stuff to NBA to talk on here. I mean, I know we haven't talked about the Lakers in a while. We still got NBA playoffs. This
Lakers is down to three candidates, right?
Down to three candidates.
We'll talk more Lakers when it actually, we'll see who we get and then we'll talk. Like, I know what. Dude, they say Doc Rivers still in there. Dude, we can't sign Doc.
I don't think Doc Rivers is still in. I think that's all a bunch of like.
That's just all just hey, clicks, and then what's this report? Juwan Howard said no. Dude, I don't blame Juwan Howard.
He wants to play. Stay in college, dude. What would you rather play? You don't want this mess. Stay in college.
JJ Redick said.
Sons.
JJ Redick said it perfectly. No one wants this job, to be honest.
It's very true. Now you don't. Here's the thing. I look at the three candidates that are still alive right now. I don't know. As a Laker fan, I'm not really excited about any of them.
One
guy's
from Portland. Stotts, like you coach Portland.
Portland guy. One of the guys that's on the candidate used to play for the Stotts. I mean, like, how old is Stotts? How long has he been in the league?
And then I guess I'll take anytime you get
Atkins,
an assistant for he's assistant
Atkinson?
For Milwaukee, right? There.
He's good. The Warriors guy.
Okay, that guy. And then what's the
but then the
Milwaukee
other one, the
guy.
Assistant from Milwaukee, Dave Darvin.
I mean,
Darvin something.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know.
I do, but this is kind of turned into a circus, and of course it has to be because it's Hollywood. It's La La Land. It's Lakers. I mean, they were even. I've been reading an article about possibly Shaq being the head coach. I mean, it's turned into a little bit of a circus.
Oh, then now what's the Westbrook thing like?
They don't want to give up the first rounder for Westbrook. Would you give up a first rounder for Westbrook right now?
The other team.
No, to clear him off the books.
Oh no, they don't want to. Other teams don't want to give up a first rounder, is what they're saying, right?
From what I'm understanding, it's the Lakers have to give up Westbrook and a first.
Oh, and a first rounder. Oh.
I think if I'm the Lakers, I might make that deal.
Just get rid of him.
Dude, a first round pick right now is not going to do the Lakers any help. It really isn't. For immediate impact, a first round draft pick right now is not going to do the Lakers. It's going to get us. It's a baby step. It's a baby step.
Like you always said, we just need two. We don't. I think the big three is kind of hurt. I think if we have LeBron AD, run it back with them as long as they stay healthy, which AD, we don't know. Get some shooters around us, not guys that are.
The draft in the NBA is never foolproof. How many busts have come out of the first round in the NBA in the past decade? The first round is never foolproof. So I'm willing to give up Westbrook and the first round.
Who can we get, though?
That's the thing. It has to be for somebody good. It has to be somebody that we know is legit. They're saying the Magic are interested. The Magic might be might be willing to play ball. I don't know.
What the hell's on the Magic these days, do you know?
Exactly. That's why I don't think we're entertaining it. Cause I think the Lakers looked at the Magic roster and they're like, yeah, we're good. Thanks.
Tracy McGrady's not walking through that door, dude.
Hey Penny.
Yeah, Penny. Yeah, oh man.
Penny's getting paid for Sprite commercials.
Yeah, exactly. So Lakers, it's just all a circus still. I mean, there's so many rumors. We'll just wait till things are official. Until then, we'll talk. We'll do Laker talk soon. But for right now, it's just all rumors. And so.
Yep.
But let's talk about the. Oh my God, this. I don't know.
Bro, this NBA playoffs.
Oh my gosh.
Is it watchable?
I don't know. I know our boy Gerald likes to give us updates during the games. I know that he looked big NBA guy. And he watches every game. Good for him. But I don't know how he sits through the whole game.
I don't understand either. You know why? It takes a lot of alcohol. That's the only way he is sitting through all these games at the bar.
Yeah.
And you can tell because the texts just start to get a little loose as the game goes on. The texts are getting a little looser.
I know. That's true. I guess, the Heat-Celtics is going to go 6 or 7. But all games have been, 20-point blowouts?
Exactly. And look at the Heat Celtics, dude, and really this comes down to, and this was the matchup we wanted to see.
True,
right?
And it's been horrible.
To me, this matchup is literally just Tatum versus Butler.
Yeah. And then Butler's been sitting out, and then I don't know.
Exactly. Which guy's going to step up and which guy's going to have the key role player next to him? I mean, that's what this matchup is all about. I'm becoming a Tatum fan.
No, I love Tatum.
I always thought he was solid, but I think you're watching him become a man right now in this series, as I said in the text the other day. I just think that the Celtics have too much depth, that they're just going to lean on
overall,
the Heat
they
a
have,
little bit.
Because Heat, really, what did the Heat have offensively, especially Heroes out again? Who do they have besides Butler? Adebayo, what? Goes one game and drops 30. The next game, what he dropped? 8 points? It's like, I don't
exactly. Because guess who's not walking to the door? Bosh. These guys, Shaq, they're not walking through the door.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wade?
I know I've been on them and saying they're most sick. But watching them sometimes, but then you can say the same for us Celtics. It's like Heat will win by 20. So it's just like, you can't get a good read on this finals, but I think, I mean, the, yeah, the,
I mean,
I think Celtics 2-2, will prevail. Yeah. I think so. Right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Cause at two, the series is at 2-2. Really. You look at the Celtics, they had a cataclysmic crumble in that game one. They shouldn't have lost that game one. This series should honestly be 3-1 Celtics up right now. With the chance to end it.
So Miami's back at home tonight. What are we going to get, the Jimmy Buckets game, or are Celtics going to see? We don't know because
I'll give you a little lean tonight. I think if I were to make a play on this game, I kind of like the under. I think this is going to be a defensive matchup tonight.
Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning a little under in this game tonight.
Can we get a close game? That's all I hope for. Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is, if you look at the other series last night,
okay,
the Warriors
it's just like,
and the Mavs are 3-0,
I did tell the boys that there'll be no sweep, but it seemed like the Warriors were just going through the motions, and then Mavs reserves players started in shots, finally. Reggie Bullock, the last game he had 0 for 10 or something? Yeah. But I don't know. Luka, obviously, going forward, he's going to need some help. The guys that he's playing with, I mean, come on, right?
It's not going to work. He caught lightning in a bottle in that last series against the Suns, and I just don't think it's going to work right now against the Warriors.
But he's only 23, so the future's bright for him. They're going to probably get blown out tomorrow, right? I mean, do you see anything different?
No, just end the series. End the series already, Warriors. I mean, we don't need, to extend this, prolong this, unless you want to keep guys fresh and keep guys playing, but – don't play with fire. I think the Warriors are going to end this at, yeah, back at home. They're back at home, right?
They're back at home. I mean,
Steve Kerr's clearly fired up.
Yeah. He's fired up. Yeah, he is.
He's fired up.
I just don't get the mask. I don't know. The mask thing is ridiculous because he pulls it down when he talks to someone, but then he keeps it up when he's alone. We're not scientists.
That's right? Kerr. We're not scientists. We just follow the science, apparently. But honestly, the other thing that I don't understand from that series is the $100,000 fine to the Mavs player on the bench with the white T-shirt. I don't know if you saw that whole entire thing.
I didn't see that. What happened?
They fined the Dallas franchise $100,000.
What did he do?
So in one of the games I don't know if you missed it, but he was wearing a white T-shirt while the Warriors were wearing white jerseys, and I guess he put his arm up on the bench and Curry passed him the ball.
Okay, so how is that the guy's fault?
Well, then here's the thing. So then Warriors still end up winning the game by 30. What's it matter? One turnover in the game. They think that's going to change the game. So then the very next game, the refs, I guess, went up to him and said during shoot around, hey, you got to take that white T-shirt off, white hoodie off. And he's like, yeah, no problem. I'll take it off. Never ended up taking it off the rest of the game. So the league said, here you go, Dallas. Here's a fine. It's like, really?
Don't you think the players should have more awareness? And this guy's sitting on. Wow, I didn't even read the NFL.
You can't wear certain cleats. You can't. If your gloves aren't pink in October, you're canceled.
That's insane. I did not know that. So you got fined. What, Dallas got fined or the player? The
Dallas spend? The okay. team. The team.
Well, Cuban's like, I'll pay it. Fuck it.
Exactly. Cuban's I just have to go on a couple more episodes of Shark Tank and invest in a couple other things. We're good. Don't worry.
So I don't know. Hopefully, both these series get figured out. I mean, I want Miami, but I'm watching the series. I guess you don't really know who's the better team. I know the better team is Celtics, but then they shit the bed. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I look at that series. You know who the winner is in that series? The winner is Gerald. Gerald's the winner of that series. Just living the life, living his best life out for every single one of these games.
He'll probably go Game 7. That one. The other one.
I mean, what time is tip-off? Tip-off should be soon. I'm waiting for the text messages.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. Dude, we're going to have a bunch tonight. He said, these assholes are playing. What does this say? Team basketball. Yeah. So we'll see. Let's just get to the finals already and get some close games, whether it's Celtics Warriors or Miami Warriors. I think I want Miami, but I think Celtics Warriors is better finals, right? We all agree with that. You.
I kind of wish it was Miami too, because we're bred to hate the
but as
Celtics,
far as but, fans like watching as fans NBA fans we need Celtics Warriors, right?
The NBA wants Celtics Warriors for sure. Silver sitting in that office biting his fingernails off trying to put Donahue ref one of these games in that game to make sure it goes Celtics way, you know,
for sure, man. So we'll see what happens, but it's been unwatchable, to be honest, right? Remember we said get rid of the first round. We thought it was going to get way better. What's gotten better? Nothing, really.
This we're proving the point. The playoffs right now is proving the point. We don't need the first round.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
We don't need
the first round. Or seven-game series. These guys are freaking – dude, these guys are coming from seven-game series, and then they got to play the 2 days later.
100% agree. You know what? Even the NFL. The NFL is starting to realize, because – I don't know if you saw the report that the NFL is considering getting rid of the Pro Bowl.
Finally. But what changed, though? We always knew to get rid of it. Why is it taking this long? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. It's the same as that thing. We know. Get rid of the first round of the NBA.
Yeah.
Get rid of two teams in each conference. You don't need to make the playoffs with a losing record like the East did a couple years ago.
I know.
It a five-game series.
Thank you. I mean, dude, we already know who the best teams are. We don't need to see these – have a shit regular season and, get in. They're not going to get hot. I guess the only time in the hot, maybe hockey and NFL is if you barely get in, you have a chance to win, right? Just because there's like we've seen it with the Giants before, and then exactly. Hockey team gets in. But basketball, the best teams are always there at the end, right?
Exactly. In baseball, on the rare occasion it happens in baseball, Giants, there's a wild card team did it. I think the Nationals went pretty deep as well.
But basketball, we've seen. No, the best teams are always in there. It's always.
If we can think back and think, in my mind, I'm thinking, I can only recall one time where I think an 8 seed or a 7 seed won a series, and that was the Dallas Mavericks against the Lakers. Remember
that? And then what was, I think it was also the Warriors beat the Mavs, right? When they were one seed that one time, okay, like Baron Davis.
Off the top of our head, we can think of it only two occasions.
Yeah.
So, and Baron Davis, how long ago was that? Like,
as long as time ago, dude. But I don't know. So we'll see. Hopefully we get a good finals. We'll see what happens. The Warriors will probably win tomorrow, and then we'll see what happens the rest with the Heat Celtics series.
Yeah.
But let's get into
Gerald will let us know. Our correspondent, yeah, Gerald will let us know.
Let's get into what's been amazing. Watch. I wish Kings were still in it. God damn it, Kings. But I think we might end up losing to the – no, but no one's going to beat the Lightning anyways. But where do you want to start?
Don't forget the Avs. The Avs are still in there.
The NHL has been amazing, right?
NHL, I mean, we had some of the funnest times with the boys.
Yeah, that was
watching those Kings playoff games. Mm-hmm. The Kings are out of the playoffs now.
Yeah.
But still, these play – like, I'm still watching all the playoff games.
Let's start with there. Battle of Alberta, dude. Insane, right?
This, I really thought they had the game last time. They should just drop the gloves. Oh, I know. Make a statement. Bet. You go down 3-1. You live bet it. You should live bet the over. You're right. But I think at the end of the game, you go down 3-1 for the battle of your, you know, Canadian territory.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just too Canadian of them to not drop the gloves and make a statement. Calgary, step up is now or never.
That guy McDavid's that guy's unbelievable, right? We knew it. We saw. I mean, they kill us on the power play.
We saw it firsthand.
We saw it. You saw it fucking live, dude.
Well, I mean, watching him play seven games against the Kings. I mean, we got to see.
He's on fire. I mean, Calgary's done, huh? Unless they, I don't know.
Well, don't forget Hockey Man. How many times that year that Kings won it? The Kings come back from a 1-3. It's never over in hockey.
It's never over. It's going back to what, Calgary now?
Correct. Sure.
I think they'll win game five and then we'll see what, but you never know in hockey, like you said.
That's the thing, hockey, man. It's a different beast than NBA.
And then can we give an appreciation to the fucking Tampa Bay Lightning? Unreal.
Which we didn't talk about. That was the Battle of Florida on the other
battle
one.
Did you hear the rumors that Florida after game three there at the Ship Club? You heard about that, right? Panthers?
I don't doubt it.
Yeah,
they went down 0-3 and they said fuck it.
Honestly, at this point, I'm kind of rooting for Lightning just to see three in a row, right?
But that's the thing. If you're Florida, dude, you're one of the best teams in a generation of hockey.
Oh, no.
They're the best team in the entire league right now.
What's that thing during the regular season called?
The
President's.
Well, it's blank. President's Trophy.
Okay. They got that, but nothing to show for now. They get swept. That's horrible.
Exactly. You get swept by your in-state rival who just won back-to-back Stanley Cups. And again, dude, they are the hot team. They are rolling. They are so hot. Dude. But I don't know about that, man. They might be the team that you have to get through.
Do you see – here's the thing on the other one. Carolina and New York, they only win at home. So
exactly. And that's 2-2. Lightning
could win. Okay, that's 2-2. So Carolina will probably win. And it's going to go 7, I think, don't you?
And Carolina's the home team. And Carolina was the second best team in the Eastern Conference.
They shit the bed on the road. You know what I mean? It's like
– exactly.
So any of those teams that play Lightning, dude, Lightning's going to another cup, right?
And that's the thing. Clearly, you saw Lightning go into Toronto and not have an issue. You saw the Lightning go into Florida and not have an issue. So they're going to go into Carolina.
They're going to win one road game against whoever they play.
Exactly. So can Carolina win one on the road? And can they even get past New York right now?
Let's see. So, I mean, Tampa, what's the futures on Tampa? Are they over plus 200 now? Might have to take Tampa.
Life bet them now?
Oh, shit, man. To at least get there. And then oh yeah, going back to the other
St. Louis.
Avs, they'll close it out tonight, right?
I think they should. I mean, the Avs are
props.
Them play, man. They're too big, too fast. But we said the same thing about Florida. We said the same thing about Florida when they were playing against Washington. And look what Tampa Bay just made Florida look like, the JV team.
I know, which is crazy. Dude, I do want a McKinnon and who's the other guy on McKinnon?
On
who's
Avs?
Who's the guy on Avs?
McKinnon. He's their like big superstar.
Sorry. Well, I think I was just talking about, okay, McKinnon against McDavid. That's what I'm saying. I want.
Oh, McKinnon versus McDavid.
There you go. I'm sorry. Well, I was talking about Alberta. I think I was saying McKinnon. My bad. I get the mix.
You could get it. I think that's what you're – I think
I want McKinnon against McDavid, right? I always get those two mixed up. But, yeah, those are the two best players in hockey right now, right?
And that's the thing. I feel like, you know what, hockey always wants – you talk about how the NBA wants Warriors versus Celtics right now. Hockey always loves trying to have some of these original six, you know, or the big-name clubs. They love in the Blackhawks or the Bruins or, you know, the Rangers. Even the Rangers have choked for the last 25, 30 years.
Yeah,
they want those teams in. And I think it's going to suck because we're going to get a Edmonton versus Avs, possibly. You could see an Avs versus Carolina. You could see an Avs versus Tampa Bay. And these are like smaller market hockey things. I mean, hockey in Florida and Carolina. Come on. Like,
they'll probably get Pro Bowl ratings.
Exactly. But I mean,
no, I'll watch. All
right, it's still going to be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. It's going to be amazing. Dude, that's what
I'm
saying.
If you got the Avs, if you got McKinnon, if you get to the final and you got the Avs playing the Lightning and you got Kucherov?
Dude, that's must watch.
Exactly.
Going for three in a row against the Avs who've been favored all year, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I want Avs Lightning, but it's also, as we know, it's fun watching Oilers. Those guys are, Except for your boy Kane. I mean, Kane's your boy, right?
Kane. Fucking hate Kane. And I think people are sleeping on Carolina. People are disrespecting Carolina because I feel like, again,
it's because they don't win on the road. It's like
franchises.
Yeah. They're amazing at home, but I think they're not getting respect because they go on the road and how many times did they don't even make it? Yeah. So
exactly. But hey, they just got to get hot. You just got to get hot.
Just get hot, man. Who do you want in that series? Do you want Rangers? Or are you tired of Rangers? You don't like Rangers fans, right?
I'm not a Ranger guy. No, I'm kind of rooting for Carolina. I would love to see Tampa versus Carolina. Just keep it in that Southeast down there.
I'm down with that.
Battle it out. Two of the top three teams. Now that Florida's out, those are the two top.
Let's get those two, and then let's get McKinnon and McDavid. Boom. That's what we want.
I think that would be phenomenal semifinals.
Yes.
Conference finals.
Yes. So that wraps up hockey. We'll see what happens, how that shapes up. Let's get into golf. Unbelievable. Mito. Dude, what did he pull? Greg Norman?
Yeah.
I mean,
we got a lot to talk about golf.
Even if I'm at the Bell with the boys and I got a stroke lead, I'm not pulling out driver on 18, dude. I'm right?
I don't even own a driver, so I can't say that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But me either. But I'm just saying, you got to play it safe. But I do like the confidence. Yeah. And he's the young. Oh, he's 27. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Besides, we get into before we talk about JT, which unbelievable comeback. But
well, I was gonna say, you know what? Was it his to lose or was it JT's to be snatched from him to win? I mean, the playoff on that. I agree 100% with you. I probably would have taken the safer route.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Maybe you got to give credit to the guy. Just go for it.
Just go for it, because I think they were saying the previous round he did the same shot with, and he hit a perfect shot on 18. So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna go for it. What am I do my 3-wood and I hit that wrong there and be like, I guess it goes both ways. Like, why would you put your 3-wood out and you hit it way much shorter than your driver? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Play conservative. So.
Mental errors, man. Yeah. Mental errors. Golf is
I mean,
all
so much
errors.
Pressure. It's just, he's a rookie, right? It's, mm-hmm. I mean, I feel bad for the dude. That's freaking.
How much did he still make?
Oh, that's true. I don't really feel too bad because he'll be fine and he has his career. It's like, obviously the nerves got to him.
And that's the thing about picking golf, like we even Buttress was texting me before the tournament asking me like who I thought was gonna win.
Dude, it's
like,
so hard, dude.
It's so hard to pick, dude, golf, remember, man. It's so
the
hard.
One time we jump on Shepherd, like, dude, let's ride the Shepherd train, he doesn't make the cut, you know what I mean?
This is horrible. And I mean, we haven't even gotten into Tiger yet, but I mean, we got a lot to talk about on Tiger.
But so Mito, we feel for you, that sucks, but we don't feel too bad because you cashed out a nice check,
exactly.
And you got a hell of a career going forward. Props to JT, dude. That's, I mean, dude, he was down 10 strokes. What was he, like 20-1 live odds at one point?
I didn't even give him a second thought. I don't even know odds were. What were they?
No, I like one. No, before the term, he's 18-1, but I'm saying
at was
one
he 18?
Point, but one point on Sunday, he was 21-1 because he was down like 10 strokes.
That's right.
But sometimes you never know in golf, and that's what he said. Mm-hmm. He just kept, fucking making, he was on fire on Sunday, insane. So props to him.
I felt like the course was kind of a little random of a course too.
Yeah, that
I
they,
don't know.
Last time they played that 2007,
this wasn't a course that I would say is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, props to JT. Let's get into that's what everyone cares about in golf. It's a Tiger. Let's get into the Tiger. Okay, so here's the thing: can we just do 2-round tournaments with them? And it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he made the cut, so
made the cut. Hey, let's cash those tickets. Cash those tickets, like we said,
made the cut.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think honestly, is he ready? Did he rush this back too fast?
I guess. Well, he's so competitive. I think we mentioned that last pod. Or yeah, he's rushing it back because he wants. What else is he gonna do? Right? Sit at home, play with. But or true. Do we get? And then what Daly say? Give him the cart. He gave me the cart. Tiger the cart. He does.
And you know when Daly speaks,
when Daly speaks, you know, the word of God. Tiger. Hey, how much of the viewership up with Tiger playing? Give if you the guy needs a cart, get him a cart. Mm-hmm. But do you like that he withdrew? Do you think he kind of waved the white flag, or do you think he was definitely? I know some fans were like, oh, of course he withdrew. Like, doesn't want to play the last round. That didn't really bother me. It definitely seemed like he was hurting.
To me, my whole entire thing is, if you're going to withdraw and you already know you're not 100%, why start? And yes, it sounds bad the way I say it. Because it's like, oh, well, you know, you never know. Like, what if Jordan didn't play when he had the flu, you know? But it's like, I think we've seen this. We called this before the Masters. I didn't think Tiger was ready then. I still don't think he's ready now. I think he's trying to push through it. I think it's the competitor in him. Yes, we get rah-rah because Tiger's playing.
Yeah.
But really, what are we watching here? We're watching him just struggle, and his injuries just keep him down.
It sucks to watch, to be honest.
We get so excited when the
first round, he's like looking good.
What's Tiger going to do? It's like, but we saw this. We saw it in the Masters come Saturday. Now we see it again.
Just limping out there. It sucks.
He's not ready for four rounds.
He's not ready. So I don't even know. US Open's what, mid-June. Who knows about that?
About a month away.
He confirmed to the British Open. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, this is before this tournament. So who knows what he's going to do now? He might. Get out of golf.
I just don't think he's ready to play four rounds of golf. And I think
he's just if not now, when? What is he going to? Another year of what? Resting? That's the thing. Like, he said it's not going to get better. So I don't know. But
maybe it's time to look at Saudi Arabia with Phil.
Hey, that or fucking join Nance. Hey, Brady's right. Just join
there
Nance.
There you go. Look at the money.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Tiger talking on the microphone watching the Masters?
Actually, he'd be horrible, to be honest. He's never been.
Oh, a good, yeah.
He'd be horrible.
He's not a talker. He's not a talker.
No, not that talker. Damn, we're running out of time here. So that wraps up golf. Oh, let's get to soccer talk. Unreal, dude. That's Sunday. I know you were working, but. That's like the second time I didn't know all the games are going to be at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But Peacock has a thing where like you just put it on.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Dude,
that was unreal, bro.
It's like NFL red chat. It's like the red zone, but it's just all. Yeah, I know.
That was amazing. I'm a huge soccer guy now, dude. That was insane. Man City coming back 2-0. That was unreal too, right?
This is why people love this sport.
Why can we do that? How come they don't do that every end. Sunday? How come they always do that last – No, but why do they only do that in the last week of the?
I think because it's kind of similar to the kind of the NFL where anybody's has playoff hopes. They always play at the same exact time, so kind of see who's going where, and because I think you want it to end dramatically. You don't want to play first and realize, oh, like their game doesn't matter now because we've already clinched, we've already won.
And I liked how they set up.
You don't know what's happening in the other game,
and
you know?
They made Liverpool and Man City do the second half tip right at the same time.
Yep.
Not tip, you know, yeah. So, dude, that was.
And you know, the players are on the bench, like with their cell phones, like trying to check the scores. They're hearing somebody in the stands.
And then the golden boot, dude's son scored two. Salah came in and scored. Yep. Dude, that was awesome.
This is really? Why, man. This
Congrats
is why
to Man City.
You.
I mean, where's
more
that?
And more people keep jumping on this sport,
I'm
man.
Jumping on it. Where's that? But it's still, dude, that's. I know we. Hey, props, cousin. That's awesome. I know he's super pumped up on the IG page. But I know it's not as good as Champions League, but it's still a hell of a title to win, right?
Huge. It's still huge. It's still huge to win the EPL. You want to win your domestic league first and foremost. Yeah. Anything after that is icing on the cake.
So props to them. I thought they were – I was like, geez, they're going to choke in the EPL League too. Sorry, 2-0. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
And who knows? Maybe if Liverpool wasn't playing this coming Saturday in the Champions League final, maybe Liverpool – You know,
well, because you think they would have started earlier. You think they started? They probably would have started Mo at the beginning, right? Yeah,
that's the hard thing when you still play in those European competitions. you have extra games that Man City's not playing. Liverpool's playing these extra games. That's the focus has to be on numerous things at one time, or you're Man City now and you can just focus directly on the EPL.
Yep. So props to Man City. But let's get into your squad, bro. That's the main thing. Props to AC Milan, dude. I know you were worried. Huge. You were worried, bro. They did.
I was worried.
It all came to that one Inter loss, right? You said that's because you thought they were going to win out. We both did. We looked at the schedule.
Correct. And,
dude, that's awesome, bro. You were at work. You couldn't really celebrate.
I had it playing on my phone on the Paramount Plus app with my phone in my pocket. I was running around like crazy for an event. I had an AirPod in. So I was listening to everything. Every time they scored, I was able to pull it out of my pocket real quick and watch the replay. And I was like celebrating. And people are looking at me like a freak. What the hell is he watching?
But Drew was a hell of a pickup, dude.
Did you know, I didn't even realize, you know, Giroud led the team in goals. He had 11 goals, same as Liao.
Dude, but I mean, Liao, you said he's the future. They can't get rid of him.
Here's what I'm worried about. Yeah. I just saw the report today. Oh, no. Liao, he won the MVP. They gave him the league MVP yesterday. So he was the most valuable player in the entire league.
Who wants him?
Completely well-deserved. He has $150 million or €150 million buyout clause in his contract.
Uh-huh.
And Real Madrid is already trying to poach because Mbappe said no to them.
Mbappe said no?
Yeah, Mbappe
he's not going. Okay.
Staying at PSG, they're expecting. I forget the other big name player who said no to them. So now, or Haaland, they lost on the Haaland right sweepstakes.
Oh my gosh. So they're going
to. Now they're desperate. They need somebody. So they're looking. They're apparently putting a bid together for 120 million euro. I just hope Milan counters and can do something to keep him. We cannot let that guy go. That's the thing. We won the title on Sunday and we're already. I'm already worried.
Yeah, you're already worried that you're going to lose.
Guys together. Zlatan is out for 8 months.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too. God damn it. All right. We got 3 minutes to talk about this. Champions League final. I'm going to give you my quick bets. The over, always. Anytime goal scorer, Salah and Benzema. You know Benzema's scoring. I'm going to say the over. And, gosh, at this point, I side with Real. What do you got?
Okay, I love the bet. I think Benzema will score in this game.
You think Salah will score?
I don't know about Salah. I will say Benzema scores in this game, and I will say this, 90 minutes will not be enough. That is my prediction of the game. So I think this game goes extra time.
Didn't the last final go to extra time too, right?
Did Chelsea win an extra time last year against Man City?
It may have. Like, you're right, though. I kind of like that bet too because they always go. It seems like the finals always go to extra time, huh?
Because
no one wants to make a mistake, right? They're kind of
Exactly. Hopefully, we're going to be a great final.
Yeah.
To be honest, I already said this. I don't want either team to win, but somebody's got to win. Yeah, I'm going to give my prediction. My prediction is I think Real is going to take this, unfortunately. I just think the coach of Real, in my opinion, might be the best coach in the history of soccer right now, or at least in the past like couple of decades. So I think Real is going to come out of this, and I think they're the hot team. They took out PSG. Yeah. They took out all the big name teams. I think they're going to take this down.
I agree with you on that, man.
Real with a Benzema goal.
With the Benzema goal. Time. There you go. Hey, might as well. He's been doing it all the whole time. So
I like it.
Mark it. Let's do it. All right, man. Well, we'll talk. Hopefully we cash those tickets.
I'll see you at the window.
Later.
Later. Thank you.